ever thought of how long forever is? It's just not, it's not forever. It's like forever. That's right, you guys killed it. It's okay. Okay, so, forever. Because think about it. Forever is a long time. And the crazy thing is sometimes even you feel, it can feel like fourth period is a long time because, you know, it's either right after lunch and you're tired or it's right before lunch and you just want to eat, you know, because it's like you get hangry on the inside of you. When is it going to end? And you look at the clock and it just seems like it's like, what is it like on Sharkboy and Lava Girl where it goes backwards, the clock, whatever. Never mind. I don't want to talk about it. It's wrong movie anyway. But I want to talk to you guys about that because here's the thing. Is if you've heard or thought about this word, this place called heaven, I'm going to be real with you, you probably thought about it wrong. Look, what you saw on TV is wrong. All right, what chances are you've got the story twisted because it's not what you think it is. Because see, a lot of people, especially people who don't know Jesus, they're like, I don't know, Pastor Richard, heaven sounds kind of boring. I think I'd rather go to hell because, you know, people don't know what they're talking about. And it's crazy because if you don't know the truth, then you end up making a really bad decision. Has somebody ever given you bad advice and you took it and then you immediately regretted it? Like they told you the pasta was good, but the pasta was bad. And you felt it like you were eating blended up Happy Meals for hours. It feels bad. See, because people think of heaven, and it's like this poofy, cloudy place, right? You know, you think of heaven, the first thing you thought was like big, fluffy clouds. You got all these angels, little naked baby angels with trumpets and horns, and they're, oh, look at that. That's terrible. Okay, I'm not going to knock Jesus because I love Jesus. We just got done worshiping and singing him. But that's kind of creepy. Like the clouds and the weird, like the Little Mermaid. No, the little, oh, there we go, there we go. Like, okay, the clouds are one thing, but then you got this. Other people think, okay. They think heaven's got to be all you can eat pizza all day, every day. And you think, that's all heaven. If I had pizza all day, every day, and... Yeah, I don't even know what that is. That's boy in heaven. Not really. That would be boy in hell because he doesn't have any electricity. And that's sad. That's jacked up. That's like a sick joke. Sad. It's okay, boy. Where's boy at? I know you're going to heaven. You're going to heaven, boy. I know. Wherever you are back there. Right there. Oh, there you are. Hey, third row? What's up, dude? You can't do the front row? Anyway, it's all right. Oh, shut up. All the people in the fourth row and back are going, ooh. You guys. Ah! The power of positive peer pressure. Thank you. He's going to get up and play piano in a little bit, so it's okay. It's cool. I love you, bro. I love you. If that was what heaven, you'd have an outlet. It'd be good. But we think about this thing. Like heaven is all these worldly delights. That's heaven. Heaven is just Xbox all day. Or heaven is big fluffy white clouds. And look, I'm gonna tell you, when the Bible talks about angels, there are no wings on angels. Well, actually, there's wings on one angel, and that's a bad one. But when the Bible talks specifically, you guys gotta realize that a lot of the things that we hear about God, and a lot of things we hear about the Bible, oftentimes are not always right. That's why you got to read the book. So tonight, let's talk about forever. Let's talk about forever, because look, if you live a long life on earth, 100 years, 120, if you're eating nothing but like fish and like lentils, look, that's nothing compared to forever. Because imagine this. 4,000 years ago, the people that died 4,000 years ago, for the past 4,000 years, they have been in eternity. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. You thought this year was long. Imagine that. So there's no greater thing you can deal with than your forever. There's no greater thing you can invest in than your forever. Because this world we live in is temporary. Look, don't get attached, because this place is going away. Don't get attached, because this isn't home. So if you don't like the way things are going, don't worry. It's not going to stay this way. If you really like the way things are going, don't get attached, because it gets better. See, Jesus said in Matthew, Matthew 6:19-21, it says, "Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth. Here, moth and rust destroy. Thieves break in and steal." As a dude who's been robbed before, trust me, it bites. "But lay up for yourselves what? Treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and thieves do not steal." Verse 21, this is where Jesus gets to the heart of the matter. He says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." There your heart will be also. You don't get to answer this, but what can't you give up? You don't get to answer it, but what can you not give up? What can you not think about it? What's the one thing you're unwilling to give up? Because oftentimes, the thing that you're unwilling to give up is temporary. A relationship, a hobby, an addiction. Maybe it's even something good that you really like to do, and that's okay. But if you're not willing to give it up, if you're not willing to give up the temporary for the permanent, your treasure's in the wrong place. If your treasure's in the wrong place, your heart's in the wrong place. And if your heart's in the wrong place, my friend, you may be worshiping the wrong God. So where's your heart? If you're not willing to give it up for the permanent, if you're not willing to give it up for the permanent, see, everything you see, your home, your life is temporary. That's a reality most of us know too well, that life is temporary. And even your life, you need to be willing to give up for the things that truly, honestly matter. See, we're just visitors here. When it comes to earth, we're just visitors here. The Bible says this. It says to be absent from the body is to be present, well, somewhere else. So where's your home? Where's your home at? Let's talk. We kind of shared a couple things on what heaven's not like, but let's talk about what heaven really is like. I mean, because it's not clouds. It's not all you can eat pizza. Okay, amen. Although I'm sure they have pizza in heaven. No, man. It's just more than that. And when you eat it, it doesn't burn your tongue. And it's not, heaven is not, I hope you heard me say this before, heaven is not a forever long church service. Daniel jacked up. Heaven is not a forever, it is not a forever long sermon. It is not a forever long worship set. I know some of y'all like worship, but come on, let's be real. Okay, it is not a forever. Look, heaven, you will not have a harp, I assume. I mean, unless you know your thing is a harp, but we're not getting a cloud, a pair of wings, a halo, and a harp. That's not in the Bible, nowhere. But the Bible does describe and talk about heaven, and here's the thing: it says in 2 Corinthians 5:8, Paul writes, he says, "Be absent of the body means I'm going to be present with the Lord." So if you're not here on earth, you're somewhere. And the crazy thing is this: is did you know that heaven's not permanent either? It's not. Heaven's not permanent either. What do you mean, why? Because the Bible says so. Blowing minds. Okay. The Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away. Revelation. We're going to get there. Let's go Revelation 21. Revelation 21, it says, then now this is the Apostle John. John God just takes them up, and he begins to show them a vision. He shows them everything that's going on. It gets kind of crazy, gets a little weird, gets a little locusty, all that kind of stuff, wrath, the whole thing. We'll get to that some other time. But in Revelation 21, he begins to describe something. He says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth." Oh, so there was an old heaven. It passed away. "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared. They had passed away. The sea was also gone. And then what did I see? I saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming from God out of heaven like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband." Dang, that's kind of a really cool picture. "I heard a loud shout from the throne. Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes." You remember, you guys know that verse. You guys know this verse. "He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever. And one sitting on the throne," that must be Jesus, "said, 'Look, I'm making everything new.' And he said to me, 'Write this down. Write this down, because the things I'm telling you are trustworthy and true.' He said, 'It's finished. I am the Alpha. I am the Omega, the first and the last.'" That means if it can be, he is. He was there before it was, and he'll be there after it is. "I am the beginning and the end. To all those who are thirsty, those who have wants, I will give freely from the springs of the water of life. All those who are victorious will inherit these blessings. I will be their God, and they will be my children." Dang. That's kind of crazy. Listen up. See, think about it. This world is jacked up. Can a brother get an amen? Right? You live today, right? You know some jacked up things happening. Do you know, now we know why things are jacked up, right? Because there's sin in this world. People are making mistakes. They're being selfish. I mean, every wrong thing in this world, you can boil down to somebody being selfish, right? They're only thinking about themselves, not thinking about other people. That's sin, right? That's pride. And that's why this world has to pass away, right? Because it's broken. I mean, and you can't just fix it. You've got to replace it. Look, you know what it's like. When your sock gets a hole that big, you can't sew that sucker because it just does not work. You need a new pair of socks. Well, this earth has a sin hole in it so bad that it's beyond repair. I mean, remember our hearts? God didn't just fix your heart. What did he do? He gave you a new heart, right? Because we were so jacked up. Did you know the same thing with heaven? Look, this is strange, but do you know, heaven is not perfect either. Because the first sin happened in heaven. It's true. Oh, Satan himself, pride, in a perfect world, in Eden, where heaven and earth met, right? Because that's, remember Eden? Remember the Bible starts with a garden and a wedding. Right? It starts with the Garden of Eden and Adam and Eve. Dun, 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 dun. Remember, the first husband and wife. The crazy thing is the Bible ends with a garden and it ends with a wedding. God makes everything new. Okay, all my church kids, have you ever heard that the church is called the bride of Christ? And Jesus is the bridegroom. There's your wedding. There's your wedding. God and us together forever. Because we're all in this together. The Bible says right here, it says, God's home is among his people. God is bringing the garden back. And at the very end of time, God is making a new heaven and earth, and they're going to touch. They're going to intersect. They're going to be at the same place. Is this too deep for some people? Are you picking up what I'm putting down here? Are you tracking? Okay. Because at that end, when God makes heaven and earth brand new, look, if you're, if, look, if, if, If you know anybody that is sick and they have lived a sick life, if you know anybody that has been hurt, look, God is a just God. What does that mean? That means that he, at this time, look, will make everything right. He will make every wrong thing right. If you've ever been cheated to, lied, if you've ever been hurt, I don't know how. I don't know what it's going to look like, but God will make every wrong thing right. You see, when you get cheated and when you get abused and when you get hurt and when something goes the wrong way and when you feel like life isn't fair, it's not. Life is not fair, but God is just and he will make every wrong thing right. So if you feel like God isn't listening to you, you just need to wait. Why? Because this is not home. Don't get attached to this place. We make decisions on boyfriends and girlfriends. We make decisions on what to wear and what not to wear. We make decisions on how much money do I want to make. And we don't look at the things that are going to last forever. We look at the things that are here today and gone tomorrow. See, heaven is God's throne. That's where he lives. The Bible says it's like colors you can't even believe. It's like things you never could have imagined. But that's not the end. The end, look, when it's all said and done, when it's forever and ever, God makes a new heaven and earth. And it's going to look a lot like where we are now. Are there animals in heaven, Pastor Richard? Well, of course, all dogs go to heaven, right? Cats, I don't know. I don't know about cats. And flies, definitely not. Amen. No, but think about it. When God said it's very good, were there animals? Why not? Bring them giraffes back, Jesus. What does it mean? What does it mean? Is if heaven is real, and if it's everything God says it is, then that means today you need to live life in such a way that you're not living for tomorrow, but you're living for forever. There's this verse in Philippians that says, "Dear brothers and sisters, live or pattern your lives after my life. Learn from those who follow our example." Look, I told you this before, and I say it again. Look, if a dude's in front of you crying, you listen to him, okay? He says, "I'm saying this with tears in my eyes, that there are those whose conduct, the way they live their life, you know what it shows? That they are really the enemies of the cross of Christ." Look, you may say you love Jesus, but how are you living? They're headed for destruction. Their God is their appetite. They brag about shameful things, and they think only about life here on earth. We were citizens of heaven. Where's your home? If you feel like you don't belong, do you know why? It's because you don't belong. You ever feel like you're left out? That's because you are left out. Sometimes if you're a little too comfortable in this world, you need to uproot yourself because you are in the wrong state of mind. We are citizens of heaven where the Lord Jesus Christ lives. We're eagerly awaiting for him to return. Return why? That new heaven and earth looking really good right now because this old heaven and earth is crusty, rusty, and old. And he says in verse 21, he will take our weak bodies and change them into glorious bodies like his own. My six pack is coming, Lord. Jesus' name, a beard that don't itch. Gotta get that past the itchy stage. Using the same power which he brought everything under control. 2 Peter 3, verse 8 through 14 says this. Don't forget this one thing. You got one job. Don't forget this. A day is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like a day. But the Lord, he's not being slow to his promise as some people think. Dang, that'll preach right there. No, he's being patient for your sake. That's why he's taking so long. Come back. He's waiting for you. He doesn't want anybody to be destroyed. He wants everybody to repent. Hey, God loves you. He's not mad at you. The day of the Lord will come unexpectedly as a thief. Then the heavens will pass away. There they go with a terrible noise. The elements themselves, the ground we stand on, will disappear in fire. Talk about global warming right there.
Ding.
That's the Bible. Okay. But we're looking, verse 13.
It says, he'll set the heavens on fire, Pastor Joe, and the elements will melt away in flames. Verse 13, but we are looking forward to the new heaven, the new earth he promised, a world filled with righteousness. Verse 14, this is a clincher right here. Get this. Dear friends, while you are waiting for these things to happen, the next 60, 70 years of your life, make every effort to be found living peaceful lives that are pure and blameless in his sight. If it feels like you don't belong, that's because you don't. Sometimes it just feels like you can't find a comfortable place to call your own. That's because you don't have one here. What did Jesus say in John 14? He said, guys, don't worry. Where I'm going to go, my Father is building you a room. And you and God will be roomies. He's building you a place, custom fit, tailored for your life, where you're going to live. Think about it. If you could live anywhere, where would you live? God's got some beachfront property in that new earth waiting for you, the new Garden of Eden. That's kind of crazy to think about that. Six pack, that long hair. You want that straight hair because you got a curly hair? Right there. Glorious. Is it a glorious body? Glorious. Never need shampoo. Bruh. Now, I don't know about all that, but you're going to look good. See, your heart was made for forever, but we're stuck in time. So stop living for time and start living for forever. The Bible says crazy things. Like one day, you know, the Bible says one day you're going to judge angels. That's crazy talk. If you're going to judge angels, you better start making good decisions right now on whether you're going to do your homework or not. Angels would be like, this dude, he's not going to judge me. He can't even do his homework. Oh! He's all next. That dude, though, I'm scared of that dude. He did his homework. Now, see, why are you going to get caught up on if somebody doesn't like you? You're too important for stupid stuff like that. God has you as much more of an important person with value. Look, if you don't like what you see in the mirror doesn't matter because God puts value in you and on you. So tonight, the question today is this. Is you have a forever in front of you. Heaven's one option. And it's crazy because the Bible talks about these things. And it says that there's people on the inside and the outside. And the people that chose the outside, they're not going to be happy because they didn't want to do it God's way. But they chose it. Remember, the Bible said this. We just read it, that God is waiting. He's waiting for people to make their decision. That's why it's taking so long. But people have to make their decision, heaven or hell. People have to make the decision, right or wrong. People have to make their decision because God's not going to make it for you. And a crazy thing is the people that choose to reject God, they're not going to be happy in hell. And even if they ended up in heaven, they wouldn't be happy because they've rejected God. Tonight, don't be stuck with that. Tonight, don't be stuck living life just for today because you don't belong here. It's time that you check out as a citizen of this world and check in as a citizen of heaven. Look, God put bigger things than today and tomorrow in your heart, so accept it. You're bigger than just waking up and going to school and going to bed. Your life is so much more valuable than that. So stop denying the greatness that God's put on the inside of you. Now don't get me wrong. You're nice, but you're not that nice. Because the only part of you that's nice is the part that God put in you. So today, God's knocking on your heart. And he says, I want to be with you. Will you be with me? Tonight, God's chosen you. But he's waiting for you to see if you'll choose him. So if this was your last day on earth, would you spend your forever in heaven? In forever with God? Or would you spend that forever apart from God? Look, it's real. I don't need some book or some movie to tell me that. I know it's real because it's been put inside of my heart to want something bigger than this. So the question today is, what are you going to do about it?
I'm not asking if you're nice or good, because nowhere did nice or good get anybody to heaven. Following a couple rules, not going to do it. Because we'll never be good enough. That's why Jesus died on the cross, right? That's why we do Easter and Christmas, because we weren't enough. But God is. Pastor Richard, I'm in church. I don't care if you're in church. If you look at this book cover to cover, you won't find anywhere that God said, if you go to church, sit in a chair, sing a song, listen to some short guy talk for a long time, he'll get you to heaven. No! It's not coming to church, not being good. But Pastor Richard, I believe in God. I don't care. Believing in God isn't going to cut it. The devil believes in God. Look, there are no atheist demons. They know more about this book than me and you put together. They're not going to make it because they know about God. You could tell me all the facts you want about the latest and greatest, you know, music star, but they're not calling you to go to dinner because you know about them. You don't know them. Today, do you know about God or do you know God? That's the question today. Jesus said, if you want to get to heaven, you've got to be born again. Born again means you've made a decision to give 100% of your life and 100% of your heart to God. So is that you? Are you living Wednesday to Wednesday? Are you doing church on Sunday morning and then doing your thing on Monday morning? Or are you 100% sold out for Jesus? Because if you're not, if you have not given God 100% of your heart, then you're not going to make it. I'm not asking you for perfect, and neither is God. But God's asking if you've given your everything to him. Because that's what it takes. Think about it. What did Jesus give us? Everything. What does he want from you? Everything. So today, God's chosen you. But that's not enough. He's waiting for you to choose him. So if you're in this place and you've been running from God instead of to God, today if you're in this place and you're a little in, a little out, a little up, a little down, somewhere in the middle, look, today Jesus said, look, the Bible says in Revelation, hot or cold, don't be lukewarm, don't be caught in the middle. There's nothing good there. So you either is or you ain't. Where do you stand with God? Have you been running from him? Are you just not too sure? Then today, let's be sure. Let's run to him. All it takes is one decision. Remember, we were talking about a wedding. You know how you get married? You say, I do. You make one decision. I do. And then you wake up every morning deciding to stay married. That's what you do. That's how you become a Christian. You take one decision and say, God, I do. So tonight, if you need to say, I do. Tonight, if you need to ask God into your heart. Tonight, if you need to ask God to forgive you. Tonight, if you've been running from God and you need to run to God. Tonight, if you've been faking it. Tonight, let's do this thing for real. I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, bam, just like that. And if you're in this place, you need to get right with God. If you want to make sure you're going to go to heaven. If you're not too sure, let's be sure tonight. If that's you, I want you to put your hand up. Put it right back down. And we're going to pray. It's as simple as that. I do. So if that's you in this place, front to back, side to side, you need to get right with God. I want you to get your hand up on a count of three. Don't wait for anybody else between you and God. Look, Jesus didn't die for you in private. He died for you and me publicly. So if he can die for us, then we can live for him. So if that's you, you need to get your hand up. Tonight, if you need to get right with God, I want you to do that right now on a count of three. Get it up all across this room if you need to get right with God. I want to make sure you're going to go to heaven. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Who needs to get right with God? Thank you. 1, 2. Who else? 3, 4 people up in this place. Come on. Don't miss it. I see you. You're cool. You put your hand down over here too. I got you right there. Look, 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 look. It's good. But it's all going to pass away. You were not meant for this earth. You were meant for something bigger. So if that's you and you know you've been playing games, you've been messing around, you've been acting a fool, then hey, that's all right. God loves fools. He took me, right? Now it's pretty dumb. So if that's you in this place, if you need to get right with God, get your hand up. Last call. Last call. Thank you. Thank you. 2 more people. Who else in this place? You're not too sure? Let's make sure. You don't know? Let's know.